And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday the 3rd of June. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Rockall, Marin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, low Bailey 977, expected Faroes 966 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Utsira, southeasterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 or severe gale 9, veering southerly 5 to 7. Rain, thundery showers later, could occasionally pour. South Utsira, southerly 4 to 6, backing southeasterly 7 or gale 8 for a time. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. South 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7 later, except in Tyne and Dogger. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, Jermanbite, Humber, Thames. South 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 in Fisher, veering southwest 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White. Southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 for a time. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering west 4 or 5. Rain, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, variable 4 or less at first in south, otherwise westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, southeast Fitzroy. Northwesterly 4 to 6. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Southwesterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 in Lundy and Fastnet, veering westerly 4 or 5. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Irish Sea, south 6 to gale 8, veering west 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Shannon, west 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Cyclonic, becoming west 6 to gale 8. Occasionally severe gale 9, except in Malin. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, cyclonic, becoming west 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic, gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 5 to 7. Rain, fog patches later, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor later. Now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west, southwest, 5, rain, 6 miles, 991, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south by east, 6, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 988, falling more slowly. Lerwick, south by east, 6, mist, 7 miles, 998, falling quickly. Wick Automatic, south, southeast, 5, 11 miles, 994, falling quickly. Aberdeen, south by east, 5, 19 miles, 999, falling quickly. Lucas, south, southwest, 4, 19 miles, 999, falling quickly. Boomer, south, 4, 24 miles, 1004, falling. Bridlington, south, 4, 1007, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 5, 11 miles, 1015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south by west, 3, 11 miles, 1015. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, southwest, 3, 1014, falling slowly. Jersey, southwest, 3, 11 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Southwest by south, 4, 11 miles, 1015. Silly Automatic. Southwest by south, 6, 7 miles, 1012, falling. Milford Haven. South, southwest, 6, 12 miles, 1009, falling. Aberporth. South, 6, 19 miles, 1007, falling quickly. Valley. South by west, 7, 6 miles, 1005, falling quickly. Liverpool Crosby. South by west, 6, 15 miles, 1007, falling. Valentia. Southwest by west, 4, moderate drizzle, 6 miles, 1002, falling. Ronald's Way. South, 7, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1002, falling quickly. Malin Head. Southwest, 6, moderate showers, 1.5 miles, 994, now rising. Magrahanish Automatic. South by east, 6, slight rain, 3 miles, 996, falling more slowly. Now for the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a deep low to the northwest of the United Kingdom, will bring a band of rain followed by showers and strong winds to the coastal waters during the next couple of days. Gales will affect the north and west at first, but the far northwest of Scotland throughout the forecast period. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South veering southwest 6 to gale 8. Rain then squally showers, good occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 5 to 7. Rain for a time then showers, good occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering southwest 4 to 6. Rain for a time, then showers, fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South 4 to 6, increasing 7, veering southwest 4 or 5. Rain for a time, then showers, fair later. Good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly 4 or 5, veering southwesterly 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 3 to 5, veering southwesterly 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 for a time. Rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 5 to 7, veering west 3 to 5. Rain for a time, showers later. Good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 5 or 6, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Rain, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. South 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest 4 or 5. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Great Orme Head to the Mile of Galloway. South 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest 4 to 6. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Isle of Man, south or southwest 7 or gale 8, veering west or southwest 4 to 6. Heavy rain, clearing to showers, then mainly fair later. Moderate or poor, becoming good later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. South 6 to gale 8, veering west or southwest 4 to 6. Rain, then squally showers. Moderate or poor, becoming good, occasionally poor. Mile of Galloway to Mile of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or poor, becoming good, occasionally poor. Clarification, moderate or poor, becoming good, occasionally poor. Mile of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest, 5 or 6, veering west, 6 to gale 8, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest, 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, south 6 to gale 8, veering southwest 7 or gale 8 later. Rain, then squally showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. And it brings us to the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. It's Tuesday, the 3rd of June, the birthday of the actress Penelope Wilton, born on this date in 1946 in Scarborough, where the sun will rise today a little after 4:30 and set at 25 past nine this evening. In a minute or two, we'll join the BBC World Service, who'll take us through the night before we return at 5 o'clock with a summary of the news yesterday in Parliament and the Shipping Bulletin. Quick mention, there's a collection of programmes about the shipping forecast in this centenary year of the ships being broadcast by the BBC. If you search for BBC onto BBC Sounds for shipping forecast, you'll find all sorts of programmes. For example, Paddy O'Connell's entertaining guide to the iconic broadcast that we all know and love. Thank you so much for your company this evening. This is Tom Sanders in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
It's midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the world's two largest democracies, the United States and India, as one of Asia's most important economies heads to the polls.
It is a martial law election because you can see that the regime change sentiment is very, very high, and it wasn't like that before. The Conservatives are really struggling to get their party together.
We'll look at the economic issues that have been at the centre of the campaign in South Korea. And are the leaders of the world's two largest economies about to have trade talks?
I can confirm that the two leaders will likely talk this week. And as always, when there are foreign leader calls, we will provide a readout of those calls.
But will President Xi pick up the call? We'll hear from someone who served in the first Trump administration. That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, the latest BBC news.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he expects President Trump to take strong steps and impose further sanctions after a second round of direct talks between Ukraine and Russia in Turkey failed to result in a ceasefire. At the meeting in Istanbul, Moscow presented a list of demands known to be unacceptable to Kyiv. Gary O'Donoghue has more details from Washington.
Russia's pretty sanctioned up to the hilt, to be honest, even by the United States. But there's been a lot of pressure for what are called more secondary sanctions. In other words, sanctions on other countries who do any kind of business with Russia. That's something the president has resisted up until now. And the other kind of pressure, of course, is walking away. And that's something the president has threatened and his Secretary of State has threatened at various points in time, that they will simply give up and not be involved. This is also something they believe Moscow doesn't want.
Ukrainian shelling and drone strikes have caused widespread power outages in Russian-occupied parts of Ukraine's own Zaporizhia and Kherson regions. The Russian-installed governor in Kherson said the attacks damaged two substations, cutting power to over 100,000 residents. The UN Human Rights Chief Volker Türk has denounced the new American and Israeli-run aid delivery system in southern Gaza, saying it's heartbreaking and shows utter disregard for civilians. He said Palestinians who'd been desperate for food and medicine for almost 3 months were being made to run for the aid in desperate circumstances. Dozens of Palestinians were shot dead near one of the distribution points. Survivors blamed Israeli troops, though Israel denied responsibility. Ricardo Perez from UNICEF echoed the criticism of the new aid delivery system.
It's a disaster. After a disaster, it's death day in, day out for children in Gaza. And we've been warning that the UN knows what to do. We have the